Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You are listening to The Overdrive. Absolutely delighted to tell you that on the line we have Israeli singer and actress Liraz Tzarchi with us this afternoon. Liraz, shalom, shalom, v'toda she'eskamt ledaber itanu hayom.
Hi, shalom. How are you all?
We are absolutely ecstatic to be talking to you. Liraz, before I even begin, our listeners have already sent through a question, and they want to know, are you the artist that recorded the introduction to the TV series Tehran?
Yes.
You are indeed. So they're good. They're good. They know the Israeli actresses. Liraz, I read an article in the Guardian newspaper sometime last week, and it was absolutely fascinating. It spoke about an Israeli artist, i.e. you, producing an album in Farsi together with Iranians.
Iranian artist in Tehran, yes. Wow, yes, I cannot believe you're actually asking to know about it, and I'm interviewing like for the last 1 month, Zooming myself, and because this is the only way to promote a new album now today. So it is mission accomplished. Yeah, it was my biggest dream because of the fact that I cannot visit Iran. It's a country that I'm carrying my heritage from Iran, and my both parents arrived from Iran back at the 64 and 1970, and all I know about Iran is so good, special stories, and I grew up in a Iranian culture. But you know, I've watched the television, and I felt the opposite when I grew up, because Iran of after the revolution is not the same as the one as my parents' land, let's say.
Sure, of course. Liraz, so let's talk about your Iranian identity for just a moment. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Israel, as you said. It must be very complex to be of Iranian extraction or Iranian heritage when you're living in Israel, because I know you don't think so, but they're perceived to be the enemy.
Yes, they call themselves enemies, like enemies country, but I don't agree with that expression, because the fact is political and technical that we cannot visit Iran and Iran cannot visit us, but we have so much in common and so much love. And back in the years, you know, the environment between Israelis and Iranian people, Persian people, were so good. It was so it's complicated, as you said, it's a complex emotions to find my identity, and who am I recognized with, my Iranian side or my Israeli side. But I can definitely say I don't choose any side, and the fact that I put it inside my art is a fact, and it's my solution to feel this hole in my heart, and to take these two extreme, you know, ends of being Iranian and Israeli and connect them and to live between them in peace. It took me a while to understand that that's what I need to do, to put it in my art and to close the circles of my grandmothers who got engaged when they were 11 and 13.
No way, really?
Yes.
Wow.
They couldn't really be the women that they wanted to be. And today, women in Iran, they are not able to be whatever they want, because for the last 42 years, they cannot even sing. So I think my singing and my Iranian roots are bringing them the hope that they can, you know.
So I wanted to ask you about that, Liraz. Your first album was an album called Naz.
Yes.
And apparently there were a number of followers in Iran. What kind of response did you get to that first album from Iranians in particular?
Good question. I think that the minute I released my first song, I don't know how I got more and more Iranian followers. It was very difficult for them to understand how Israeli woman in Israel, she has Iranian roots, she sings in Farsi in Israel freely, without covering her head and without explaining what she's doing. I think it took them a while to understand, and the minute they did, they became my fellows, and I understand that I am singing because of them. It doesn't matter if it's my grandmothers or the ladies who lives in Iran today. They have the same stories, the same background. And it gave me much more hope to understand that I can achieve my goals, to be in touch with them and connect them and even to write an album with them. And Naz, my first Iranian album, got to the secret parties. My music got to the secret parties in Iran when women are taking off, you know, their headscarves and dancing and rejoicing. And I'm getting so many beautiful videos and support that I will forever will sing to them for sure.
Hey, Russ, there seems to be such a dichotomy between what the Iranian government says and what the Iranian people, or at least some of them, feel. I'm going back possibly a couple of years now, maybe a year or two, but I remember on Facebook there was a campaign where Israelis were talking directly to Iranians and the other way around, saying, we don't hate you, we love you. And it had such traction. Do you remember this campaign that I'm even talking about?
Yes. The minute that I found out that, as much as I'm getting in deep layers of being Iranian and Israeli, I understood that there are many support groups of Iran loves Israel and Israel loves Iran, and it's nothing, you know, it's the only thing we can do is to continue to love each other. And I think when I recorded the coming album Zan, which is my heart inside it, I felt that I'm doing sometimes something wrong, because I thought I'm putting the musicians and the artists in a danger. And even myself here in Israel, there were sleepless nights that I thought that I'm losing my mind. But the only answer I answered to myself immediately, and it's the answer for your question, is that what are we doing? The thing that we're doing with our arts, it is the bridge and the solution for these two crazy countries. I mean, it's the answer to everything. Our love and our support with each other. Us, you know, the small, nice, simple people, not the political, not the, you know, governments and Islamic, or you know what I mean, like it's us, this is the private people love each other, and that's the most important thing to remember, because we actually don't care about you know, religious, about politics, and about I mean, peace is with us, is not with any other technic stuff.
I hear you, and I can feel it, and I can imagine how difficult almost, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but to watch all the peace treaties with the UAE and Bahrain, and to see how warm it is, and to see journalists talk to each other. I mean, I would imagine that you wish for nothing more than to be able to do the same thing with Iranians.
Definitely. I wish I could hug each one of them, and I'm getting, like, I'm telling you, like, thousands of letters and messages from Iran that we wish you to come here, and we wish we could meet you and see you perform here. We want to visit Israel. We want to join with each other. I mean, if this dream will happen, you know, I don't know. I'm in the top of my life. That's it.
I get it. And my last beer. So really, I mean, this album, please God, is a bridge to peace. Maybe that's exactly what it is. I want to ask you one final question. It seems to me that Iranian culture is really deeply embedded in part of Israel, and Israelis are very proud of it. I'm thinking about singers like Rita. I'm thinking about Maureen Nehedar. I'm thinking about yourself, and I'm thinking about the time that I spent in Israel. There are no jokes about Iranians. There's jokes about Bulgarians, about Polish, about Tunisians. There's no jokes about Iranians.
There are. They say that we're very cheap, you know?
I didn't know that.
I do not agree with this joke, but whatever. A joke is a joke, you know? It's fine. It's funny.
Oh my goodness me, Liraz Chachi, thank you so, toda rabba me umek libi. I don't know how to thank you for this. It's quite incredible.
I'm thanking you. You were invited to pre-order my new album, Zan. Actually, Zan is a woman. That's the name of the album. And to see and to watch my TV series Tehran on Apple TV Plus, it will be a connection with Iranian flavor.
we will definitely do that. Final question. If we do want to buy your record, how and where can we do that?
Okay. So definitely, and it will be the easiest way, just to Google my name, Liraz, and the name of the record called Zan. And you can even pre-order it on my Instagram, Liraz Naz. It's very easy. It's the Bandcamp pre-order. So on Spotify as well, you can listen to my two albums. And that will make me very happy for sure.
Liraz Chachi, keep doing what you're doing. You're making the world a better place. Toda rabba lach.
Keep doing what you're doing as well. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Wow, that was absolutely fantastic.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.